بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will be going over lesson 2. In this lesson we learn a concept called tanween, which refers to the same haraka being written twice on the same letter. This has a grammatical significance that we will learn in the future inshallah. The only difference between reading these harakat written once versus twice is that when they are written twice with tanween, we add an N sound at the end. Note, tanween only comes at the end of a word. So if we look down here at the first white box on the left, we remember that one fatha written like this, it makes the A sound. However, when we have two fathas written like this, two fathas written on the same letter at the end of a word, we're going to add an N sound after the A. So it becomes N. In the first lesson, we learned that one kasra written like this makes the I sound. However, when we have two kasras written like this, we're going to add an N sound after the I. So it becomes IN. And we learned in the first lesson that one dhamma, written like this, makes the oo sound. But when we have two dhammas with tanween, it can be written in this way with literally two dhammas, one after the other. Or it can be written like this, with a dhamma and then a little squiggle at the end coming up and going out. And that's the symbol that we're going to use throughout the exercises. So when we have two dhammas, it goes from oo to un. We add that N sound at the end, un. Exercise 2. Practice pronouncing the letter ba, which we also learned in the first lesson, with tanween, meaning two harakas written on the same letter. Write down the correct pronunciation beneath each example. The first row has been completed for you. So remember, we're going to start from the right because Arabic is written from right to left. So in this first example we see, this of course is the letter ba, which is represented by the letter b. So we write that b underneath. And then above it we see that there is not one but two fathas. The first fatha making that a sound and the second one making that n sound. So we write an. So this first example is pronounced ben. Ben. We go to the next example. We see again, there's the letter ba. So we write a b. And then underneath the ba, we have not one, but two kasras. The first kasra representing that I sound, represented by the letter I. And the second kasra representing that N sound, represented by the letter N. So the second example is bin, bin. The third example, we have again the letter ba, so we write the b, and then we have this symbol here, which represents two dhammas. The first dhamma representing the u sound, and the second dhamma representing the n sound. So we get bun, bun. And then we have the last example here, the letter ba again. So we write the b. And for this example, we have two fathas. First one representing the a, so we write the a. The second fatha representing the n, so we write the n. And this last example we have is ben, ben. So all you need to do now is just go through the exercise. It's going to get you into the habit of identifying the different harakat when they have tanween, so you can get used to identifying them and pronouncing them along with the letter ba. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.